getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J.
He was getting rebounds like Charles Barkley, snatching his damn.
Shoot the J.
Welcome to another episode of Shoot the Jay Podcast. I'm your host, John Jenkins. It's a good night. It's a good day. All things went well. The Sixers lost, so I don't have to hear the Sixers mouth anymore. Sixers fans, you guys annoyed the hell out of me. And you guys went down thanks to Drake for wearing those Sixers shorts. I appreciate you, man. That was the best thing you could have done. The Sixth God did his job, helped the Raptors get to the Eastern Conference Finals. It's just a great day. And then all the Sixers fans, you know what their best comeback is for me? Oh, how the Knicks. Where the Knicks? It doesn't matter where the Knicks are. Because you know why? Because you and the Knicks are in the same predicament. You're both on the couch. You're both going to watch the Eastern Conference Finals. And you're both going to watch the NBA Finals. You know why? Because you thought adding Jimmy Butler was enough. You thought trading everything for Tobias Harris was enough. You thought Ben Simmons was going to do something with that jump shot. You thought Joel Embiid, the guy who eats whatever he wants before games and watches Dragon Ball Z. You thought that was enough. But it wasn't. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Goodbye, Sixers. 9, 8. See you later, Sixers. It was. I had a really good day, son. Sixers lose. Like, NBA draft lottery is Tuesday. Oh, man, I can't wait. But anyway, I think Kawhi Leonard's the game winner. The game winner heard around the world. That shot is going to go down in infamy as one of the greatest buzzer beater shots like in NBA history. Now, granted, it's the first ever Game 7 game winning shot. So I think that's already dope as it is. You feel me? Like that's a crazy feat to have. But that shot just shows how much Kawhi Leonard learned from working with, I think he was working out with Kobe Bryant. So how much he learned from that and just how much that Spurs offense, like granted it's great, Pop is a wizard, like he gets the best out of everybody, but at the same time, he never lets someone get besides himself. You know, like we've seen DeRozan go ham when he was on the Raptors. We've seen Aldridge go ham when they were on the Blazers, but when you come to the Spurs, he puts you in predicaments to do well, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, you're not going to get crazy. Kawhi Leonard's game has evolved. It's gotten a lot better. He's not just a spot-up guy. He's not just a defensive guy. He could do it all now, and he does it so efficiently. So why is it that Kawhi Leonard isn't getting the respect he deserves? He's one of the top, one of the best two-way players in the league right now. Top three. I was going to say top five, but I'm not even going to be disrespectful. He's top three, maybe top two. Jimmy Butler's up there, but Kawhi is way better on both sides. And Klay Thompson can get buckets, but he can't create his own shot, but he'll strap you up. Kawhi has shown he is one of the top players on both sides of the floor. Now, Giannis is doing his thing. He's blocked shots. He's gotten steals. He's led his team in both those categories. And his offensive game is finally, you know, picking up where it left off, you know, as far as him scoring in bunches. But it was just this season when he started, you know, scoring inside, outside, inside, outside. Kawhi Leonard is a dog. After that shot against the Sixers, I wanted to take my vote back and give two votes to Kawhi, take both votes away from Giannis and from Harden. You know, because I got to I can't stress enough. You can't argue with all sports people. I know I got my sports little podcast. I got a nice little resume. I have great experience in sports. But I don't seem like a know-it-all. I think about both sides. And when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But God damn it, when I'm right, it's majority of the time. I'm right, and I make it plain. I do what the Bible says. I make it plain. I said Kawhi Leonard should have been the MVP, barring that he didn't have any major injuries. Now, I get what the Raptors' game plan was. You're coming off a year break. We're going to rest you as much as we like. That way, you're ready for the playoffs. And the way it seems, it's paid off. It's paid off for the Raptors. You are getting top-tier talent from Kawhi Leonard. But if he were to have played those games, I definitely believe he'd be in the running for MVP. But like I said, the biggest thing is, why aren't we putting more respect on Kawhi Leonard's name? Now, granted, because he missed that season, I get it. It knocked him out. It knocked him down a couple of notches. So he's still battling. Even though he had a great regular season, he is having a great postseason. He's still battling back. He still has to, you know, go up against the LeBrons of the world, the KDs, the Stephs, the Hardens, the ADs, all these players who established themselves as great regular season. And, you know, whenever the team make it, great postseason players, Kawhi should be up there. He should be up there. Now, I get people's hesitance. Like I said, he missed that year. So now it's like, well, when you miss a year because you feel like it, not because you're really hurt, it takes a toll. So maybe that's not what we're getting respect. Now, Max Kellerman, he's already on the respect train. He said he's more clutch than Kobe Bryant. Now, sometimes I agree with Max. Other times I want to check him into an institution for his, for his crazy, diabolical, Arkham Asylum type, topics or type hot takes he has. This one was far-fetched. Kawhi's a dog. That's my guy. But I'm not taking over Kobe Bryant for clutch shots. Kobe can go 10 to 50, and Kawhi can go 1 of 1. I'm still going to Kobe Bryant because of ring-wise, because he's proven. Like, let's not disrespect, okay? Let's not. But like I was saying, let's put some respect on Kawhi's name. The man is a dog. He basically single-handedly beat the Sixers. Siakam was great. A great Robin, game one. I didn't hear Siakam's name again until he was subbing in and out. Now, Serge Ibaka, don't get me wrong. That boy was X-Factor. Kyle Lowry in that blowout game. He was playing like a Barney that whole series. And he finally decided to play like a Raptor. Finally started to play like a Raptor. Because he was MIA. MIABARNEY. The missing in action Barney. But he showed up. He showed out. But those Sixers, man. You guys really thought, like there's a lot of people who, like, are on my timeline that are big Sixers fans. Like, shout out to my pro fight, Roosevelt Ben. Shout out to my other pro fight, Germ. Like, there's a lot of Sixers fans. There's Kyle Walker, went to Dell State with him. There's Steph. He's a big Sixers fan. And the biggest of them all. No left hand having. Made him run on the side of the car because we just felt like it at DSU. Derek Slayton, you guys are some of the biggest Sixers fans I know. And I know you're not frauds either, because not like, you didn't trust the process and now they're good. Now you're like, you guys been around since the Eric Snow days. And like, even then you guys went to the finals, you were still trash. But now, like, you guys are still diehard fans, and you really think that the Sixers were going so, don't let me forget my other pro, my man Rel. You guys really thought that the Sixers had a chance. And I don't mind that. Have some faith in your team, man. Have some respect. I'm all with it. Whatever works for you. Whatever floats your boat. Because I remember getting text messages. The East is already won. We got Jimmy Butler. That's all we were missing to put us over the hump. I said that the Sixers didn't really win the trade. That the Timberwolves won the trade because they got rid of a cancer. They got two of the better defenders for the Sixers. You guys pulled another trigger. Got Tobias Harris. You pulled another trigger. Got rid of that bum Markelle Fultz and got Jonathan Simmons. It was designated. You guys thought it was designed for you guys to win the East. Yet you got eliminated in the same round as you did last year. With better players. Where are the Knicks? How are the Knicks? What are the Knicks doing? The Knicks haven't been good recently. They haven't been in the playoffs. Would you rather make the playoffs? Or would you rather get cooked in the same round with better players? I'd rather not make the playoffs, get this number one pick on Tuesday, and start the rebuild process. I know you guys know a lot about the process, the rebuilding process, the losing on purpose. Well, the Knicks didn't lose on purpose. We was trash here. But, silly Sixers fans. But that is what it is. Whatever. Keep trusting your process. Your process, due process, our process, serve process, whatever process you feel like it. Sixers and zero, because it's slow. Y'all on the couch now. Let's turn it over to the West. CJ, that dog, McCollum, put the Blazers on his back when Dame was cold. Getting the Blazers to the NBA Western Conference Finals. And the crazy thing is, people, as soon as the Blazers took advantage or took the lead in the series in OKC, I was seeing Facebook, Instagram. I don't even have Twitter, and I was seeing Twitter posts. The Blazers are going to Wisconsin. The OKC, the Oklahoma City series wasn't even over yet. But once it was 3-1, people were like, yeah. The Blazers are going to the West Coast Finals. I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, they still have to go against the Spurs or the Nuggets. Like, relax, guys. And people were so confident, so adamant. Yo, that this Blazers team is the real deal. They'll be in the Western Conference Finals. I was like, anybody can make it to the goddamn Western Conference Finals. Are you going to beat the Warriors? Because the Monstars could play with the Blazers and they'll still lose. So, but anyway, like I said, Game 7, everything online. It was a dope Sunday. Back-to-back Game 7s, back-to-back come down to the last possession. It was a great Sunday. Hopefully everybody enjoyed their Mother's Day, But this was great for basketball. Like, it was so dope. But Nuggets, don't hang your head. You have a team that is set up to win for a long, long, long time. Not to beat the Warriors. Only if the Warriors disband. I'll keep in layman's terms. If the Warriors disband, the Nuggets should be the favorites to start coming out of the West pretty soon. But if the Warriors stay the same, you know, nobody leaves, they keep the bread together, the budget works out, everybody's good, everybody's happy, everybody stays, just crumble up the NBA and throw it away. If this Warriors dynasty stays together, yeah, just throw it all away. But it is what it is. But yeah, but like I was saying, Dame and CJ get to the West Coast Finals. Saw a funny little nugget. So the crazy thing is, everybody's blowing this out of, like, really blowing up. Like, Steph and Seth, two brothers in the conference finals. This is the first time this happened in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, I think they're saying the conference finals, period. But, and then the story is, Steph and Seth's mom and dad don't know which jersey to wear, so they'll flip a coin. You do know there's brothers in the Eastern Conference Finals as well, right? Mark and Pau Gasol. Now, Pau just got his elbow. He got surgery on his elbow, so obviously not playing. But I'm sure if their parents want to come, they're both not going to wear Mark Gasol jerseys. That's disrespectful. One's going to wear Mark, one's going to wear Pau. We're going to go to the Oracle. Steph's mom's going to be in a Blazers jersey. Dell Curry's going to be in a Warriors jersey. It's all fun and games. It's all good. Brothers galore. But like I was, this is going to be one of the main, like the best conference finals we've had in a while. Now, I'm not just talking about the West Conference finals, because we always, the last dope Eastern Conference finals we had was probably, that was so star-studded, would have to be the year it was the Pacers Heat. When it was, when LeBron James and Paul George just going at it. Going back and forth. Going ham. Going like they was getting crazy. That was probably one of the most star-studded, I'd like to say one of the most star-studded, like the best Eastern Conference Finals that we have. For the Western Conference Finals, obviously it was just last year. We have Rockets, Warriors, go to Game 7. But again, this is the first time when both conferences have some heat. Now we're going to talk about the Western Conference Finals with CJ and Dame going against the Splash Bros. That is about to be some crazy offense. Sorry for getting so excited. Like I'm not, but I'm just like thinking about like these backcourt duels have been compared numerous times. Like they've always in the rankings. Like Stephen Clay may be one, and CJ maybe CJ and McCullough, CJ and Dame maybe three, maybe four, maybe two. You only, you know, people have the two because it used to be Stephen Clay and then John Wall and Bill for a long time, probably like 3-4 seasons. Now Dame and CJ, they were always able to get buckets, don't get me wrong, but they weren't, no one was ready to catapult them over, you know, Wall and Beal. Even with Wall's injuries, that when Wall is healthy, when Beal is healthy, that is a hell of a backcourt. So now to see these two backcourts go at it, one, the Warriors have more bodies to throw at CJ and Steph anyway. So that works. That works. I'm sorry. I'm so tired. The Warriors have more bodies to throw at Dame and CJ. They could throw Quinn Cook on. They could throw Draymond Green on. They could throw Andre Iguodala on somebody. So that works in their favor because Klay is used to guarding the best player and still going off to get his. So it's not going to throw a wrinkle in his game. Steph and Dame and CJ are not really known for guarding elite guards and then going to get his. Now, recently, don't get me wrong, Dame did his thing against Russ and then gave him buckets. But I don't feel like that equates to the same thing as someone who takes dumb shots and then someone who takes really good shots. That same Damian Lillard defense that you play on Russ is not going to be as efficient on Steph Curry because, one, he shoots way better. Two, he makes better decisions. And three, there's no, like, you're not going to stay home with Steph because that opens, you know, he's so crafty where it's like, even if you give him just a tad bit of space, just a smidge of space, he has the power and the finesse to get a three up and knock it down. So these two high-scoring backcourts are going to be extremely fun to watch. X-factors for both teams. One, the X-factor, obviously, if he comes back in time, Boogie, I doubt he does. But tomorrow, I mean, like I said, for Tuesday, I want to say the X-Factor will definitely have to be, Klay. Has to have him step up because Draymond's going to get, you know, his little triple-double, whatever, like it is what it is, or he's going to get a double-double. So he's not really an X-Factor as far as, you know, what he can contribute to the game. But I feel like as long as if Klay can show, because he's already going to show up on defense, but if he shows up on an offensive end, it's a wrap. The Warriors got it. I'm definitely picking the Warriors to win this series in five, only because the Blazers have the star power to knock it out. But if the Warriors happen to win Game One without Kevin Durant, without Boogie Cousins, and they, you know, take advantage of Game One, and even if they get the home court advantage and win both at home without those two players, there's no way that the Blazers win four games, let alone get it to Game 6. They'll still win. Everybody gets one. Unless the Warriors really don't want to play with you and then you get swept like the Cavs did. But other than that, everybody gets one. So, yeah, like I said, Warriors in 5 should be interesting. Should be a fun series. Like I said, these two explosive backcourts are going to be dope. I'm excited. That second round was one of the dopest rounds we've seen in the NBA for a while. There's been plenty of times where second round, you know, there was the chalk team that was just like, all right, I'm better. It happened. Second rounds are usually, you know, I wouldn't call the most, like, the first round is the most, you know, predictable. Like, it is what it is. But the second round is usually when it starts to be unpredictable. West Conference Finals, it's like, all right, like, these are obviously two top teams. We'll see what happens. But, you know, like I said, I'm ready for a barn burner for Blazers, Warriors. It should be dope. But like I said, Warriors definitely in five. When we get back, we're going to check out the Eastern Conference preview. And we're going to hit some, you know, some nails on the head. You're definitely tuned in to a dope, dope new show, a Shoot the J podcast. Welcome back to Shoot the J podcast. I'm your host, John Jenkins. I'm still in disbelief that the game ended the way it did. Really put the Raptors on his back and took him to the promised land. And by the promised land, I mean that. My money back, because I would be pissed if I came to that game and neither one of them played. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Yeah, like Kawhi versus the Greek Freak. That's going to be one hell of a matchup. But you know what other match is going to be fun to watch? That All-Star Kyle Lowry by somehow and his play against Eric Bledsoe. Sorry, pardon me, guys. I'm tripping right now. The battle between Eric Bledsoe and Kyle Lowry is going to be crazy. Danny Green's championship experience versus Chris Middleton's his All-Star game. Because, you know, when you play an All-Star player, it's pretty tough. So those three are going to be the main focuses of that game. So as long as the Raptors could chase the Bucks off three, because they've been hot in the postseason, they were hot during the regular season, like, the three-point ball is their game. Mike Budenholzer has his team transformed. So it's imperative that the Raptors chase him off three. It's imperative that Kyle Lowry stops playing like a Barney. It's imperative that that Gasol and Ibaka both eat on the boards like they need to slow down, you know, the Brook Lopez's of the world, the Giannis Antetokounmpo's, you know, whoever else on that team that really crashes the boards and gets some second-chance opportunities. It's gonna be hard. Shoot, Giannis might even play the four, and you could have a backcourt of Brogdon, Middleton, and Bledsoe, and that's a dangerous backcourt as it is. But like I said, I'll get, you know, to the picks. I have the Raptors getting clipped. Let me stop. But yeah, I really, like I said, with Kawhi Leonard's star play, his MVP caliber type season, I trust him, but I don't trust the rest of the team. And the same way that, you know, Kyrie Irving put on a hell of a game one, and then after that, he became the third loss. I'm trying to think of a weird, like, he was a long lost Jordan son. Like, he couldn't do anything. Nothing was falling. He was cold. Like, it was a really bad, bad closeout game for this team. But you know, I'm just like Bucks and Raptors are gonna be a dope series. It's gonna be a perfect series. Like I said, the star power between Giannis and the Claw is gonna be
crazy. Like, it's just, like, this might be one of those years again where the conference finals was better than the finals. I'm saying it. It just might be one of those years. But because, like I said, but because of the lack of, you know, respect, and I mean, not respect, the lack of trust I have in the Raptors starting bench and the starting players in their bench, I think the Bucks are going to get in five. Only a gentleman sleep, only because, you know, the Raptors won one at home. You know, they have home court advantage, but just like, you know, when we play, when the Bucks Raptors play, it's like, it should, you know, like I said, it's going to be exciting. But it's just so many X factors and so many other tangibles that we have to be aware of that could definitely, like, either make this series be the best series they've ever had or just going to be a rough one. But who knows? Like I said, definitely got the Bucks in five. Just, you know, should be interesting. But yeah, that's, you know, the conference finals. Look forward to seeing that on Tuesday. But let's get to what's recent in the news. We have the late show. I mean, the Lake show. The Los Angeles Lakers came out and just did Laker things. Like, just terrible, doesn't make any sense Lakers things. Like, there was a, you know, they had they held a rally in front of the Staples Center. Something the Knicks tried to do a long time ago. It was moot. It didn't work. And basically just complaining about everything that the Lakers are doing. What Jeannie Buss should do. What, you know, maybe they should trade LeBron James. You know, there was a report to say LeBron James. And, you know, there might be talks of him going to the Sixers. I'm just like, oh, boy. Like, I never seen so much smoke come from a whale before. Like, it didn't make any sense. Like, just rambling. Like, LeBron isn't... you know, LA for a specific reason. And it may not be basketball, but it's a specific reason. He doesn't want to be bothered, doesn't, you know, want things to be, you know, messed up. So I can't see a trade happening or anything like that. And I can't even see, you know, KD or Kyrie coming there. I, you know, people feel like it's locked up for the Knicks, but LA just showed that they are a mess. Probably one of the worst franchises in the NBA right now. And that's coming a lot from the Knicks, but if they're number one, Knicks have to be number two, but that's fine because number one usually gets fired. So we'll see. A serious question that I was thinking about was, why in the hell would Ty Lue give up the chance to coach the Lakers? It's like, first off, he was upset that he didn't get a 5-year deal. He had to have Jason Kidd as his staff. I'm like, bro, LeBron James signed a 4-year contract. He already did one. 3 years means you'll be here for all of LeBron's tenure. After that, do you really want to be with the Lakers unless they got a star player or they got somebody who could cover for him? No. But your pride, because nobody's kicked down the door trying to get Ty Lue to coach their team. So, with the market being what it is, you can't be picky, Tyrone. You should have took the Lakers job, made the Lakers even worse, and we'd have been all good. But instead, you wanted to, you know, do what you want to do. Make your own decisions. So, but like I said, I hope it works out for you. But still, the Lake show is terrible. The Laker fan base is terrible. Kobe. You guys are writing LeBron James off from the gate. You never see a chance to emulate Kobe or to be in his shadow. Just, yeah, we're done with this guy. Like one of the protesters said, my dad had Magic, my brother had Kobe, and I got LeBron, and he's not doing anything for us. I mean, he tried to trade your whole team, if that matters. I mean, is that what you wanted? You wanted some player involvement? I don't know. The hire doesn't make sense. And then I was watching First Take the other day. Stephen A. Smith said the Frank Vogel sign is cool, whatever. But he was like, ultimately, the Lakers want Jason Kidd to be their head coach. And Frank Vogel is just kind of the nice icing on top to, you know, kind of get the deal done. But, Lakers really, really dropping the ball lately. But, I mean, like I said, with my Knicks, we're roughing it. We're roughing it. Don't try and at me. Don't try and come at me. Knicks, we're roughing it. But, you know, like I said, Tuesday night, all that could change if we get that number one pick. So let's just If whatever you believe in, pray. Whatever you don't believe in, it is what it is. You do what you want. Let's just hope for the best for our dear New York Knicks. We need that number one pick, man. We've been trying for Zion too long. Today to make it famous. Today is the day to make it happen. So please let this draft be rigged so the Knicks get the number one pick. Please, man. The Knicks fan base needs this. We need Adam Silver. I hope you're listening. We need it, buddy. Please help us. Please. Please, please. We could definitely use it. But like I said, I'm excited. West Conference Finals, East Conference Finals is going to be dope. Steph and Seth, hopefully they'll figure out who's buying who dinner after the first game. Greek freaking Giannis, it's going to be one hell of a Conference Finals. We thought the second round was good. We're up for some uphill battles in the Conference Finals. So, should be all good. Like I said, we'll definitely be dropping, new shows Mondays. I just, kind of want to have this show out before the Conference Finals started. So, like I said, if you want to listen, subscribe to Shoot the J Podcast, please follow me on Instagram at Shoot the J Podcast, the number 2, WO_JAYZ. Those are my two Instagrams. If you can, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, the Anchor app, Pocket Cast, like all these different platforms. Change on it, but like I said, every Monday we'll be dropping new episodes. Should be in the studio getting pretty soon, so we'll have some visual. It'll kind of be transitioning to a visual podcast, which I'm very, very excited about. But stay positive, keep going, keep doing what you're doing out there, whatever your goal is, whatever your dream is. Let's keep it going. But my dream is that the Warriors do not make it to NBA Finals again. So hopefully, I take my own advice and it all works out. It should. But like I said, thank you again for tuning in to Shoot the J Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Jenkins. Make sure to follow, like, and subscribe. Until next time, keep it locked to Shoot the J Podcast.